Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Coming to you from the Cardinals spring training home of Jupiter, Florida, we are also the home of the St. Louis Billikens, and SLU basketball coach Josh Schertz is with us. The Billiken Report is sponsored by Royal Banks of Missouri. Coach, good morning. Thanks so much for being with us.
Appreciate it, Tom. I'm a little jealous. Weather's probably a slightly better there than it is here.
It's a little bit better. I heard it was snowing a little bit early this morning, which is crazy because it's going to be in the 70s later in the week. That's the way it goes in St. Louis, no doubt. You lost to Loyola 72-64 in the quarterfinals of the A-10 tournament, moving to 19-14 overall as you sit right now. Just reflect, if you would, on that game and watching that come to an end. I know that there's a lot of work that goes into the season, and that had to have been a tough one. At the same time, a realization that you have set a foundation for what you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, I think, it's certainly every ending of the season, you know, unless you win your last game, you know, it stinks. I mean, it's a crash landing. Nobody expects to lose. I mean, you go into these single elimination tournaments and you expect to win. I've walked into locker rooms, lost the national championship game and it was devastated. I remember walking in the Indiana State locker room last year at the NIT final, and that was as gutted as I've ever seen a locker room. Guys were sprawled out, sobbing. I mean, it's never, no matter how far you play, no matter how long you go, the end is always incredibly painful, and particularly if you end in a scenario where you come up short in that last game. So, it was a tough loss, frustrating for us in a lot of ways, a little bit of a, kind of like our season. You know, we came out and credit Loyola, they really took it to us early. They were super physical. I thought, we really were on our heels on both ends of the floor, and they controlled most of the first half. I think we cut it down to 5. They made a 3, put it back up to 8 at halftime, and we got down 12 at the under 12 media, and then we did what we do. I've done all year. I thought we showed a lot of toughness, resilience, cut it back to 2, put ourselves right in the game, and it was a 3-point game in the final minutes, and we had our chances. We missed 2 front ends of a 1-1. We missed a layup. We gave up an offensive rebound, led to a 3. I mean, there was a variety of plays in money time, and we didn't make them, and they did. And ultimately in this league, those are the small margins that separate winning and losing. The gaps between teams are not big. You very rarely see teams get blown out in this league. The margins are incredibly small, and you got to be great in those moments of truth, and we weren't. Loyola was better, just like VCU was better than Loyola the last 5 minutes yesterday, which they went from being down 1 to winning the game. But, I think, as you mentioned, a lot of seeds planted here in year one. I think this group did. I'm really appreciative of this group of guys. What they did, the work, the foundation they laid in terms of how we prepare, how we compete inside the game, the resilience, toughness, and with a group that really early in the year, I would have said, man, I don't, you know, pretty soft, pretty disconnected. By the end of the year, we were, I thought, incredibly tough, incredibly resilient, really competitive, cared about each other, and seeing that growth coming together was great for us. And, you know, we'll see today. I mean, there's a chance. I think it's a coin flip if we get in the NIT. If we do, then our season continues. If we don't, then I think we're gonna shut it down. As you know, we've been massaging this across the finish line as it is with the amount of guys we have.
Well, I'm certain that you would want to play with pride in that NIT. I totally understand that, and you have two players in particular in Isaiah Swope and Gibson Jimerson who have had tremendous careers. Let's start with Jimerson, who Loyola was able to hold off the sheet there. They really worked him, but he has had an unbelievable, I mean, what can you say about a guy any more than we already have about the all-time leading scorer at St. Louis University?
Yeah, holding off was a good apropos quote. They were super physical with him. They really sold out, though. Gibb, first two games against Loyola, had made 14 threes between there and Chicago and here at Shea Fitz. And obviously, game plan-wise, they sold out to take him away and to put two every time he came off action, two every time he came off screens. The couple good looks Gibb had didn't go down, but credit Loyola, they were super physical with him, made it really hard. But, you know, one game would never define a player. You're defined by your career, and be hard-pressed to have a guy who's had a more, impressive career than Gibson Jimerson. I mean, he's set some records here from a numerical standpoint that I don't think will maybe in today's climate ever be approached. I mean, almost 2,500 points, you know, was a 415 threes, the amount of minutes he's played, games he's played, field goals. I mean, you name it, his name is at the top of almost every statistical category in a really proud and really, high-profile program. His name is at the top of every record book. And I think his greatest legacy will be his loyalty. I mean, to be somewhere for 6 years, never leave, never chase other stuff. He could have left many times before I got here and certainly had a very easy out when they made the coaching change and the coach that recruited him that he played for 5 years wasn't here. He could have easily just said, hey, I'm going, doing something different. If I'm going to play for a new coach, I'm going to play for a new coach in a different place. And for him to return and help lay the foundation and help plant those seeds, I'm forever indebted to Gibson Jimerson. And the great part about him is, as good a player as he is, he's an even better human being. Four-time all-conference selection, five-time all-academic selection, and a better human being than he is player.
And Isaiah Swope, who scored 30 points in that game, going out as he always does, and perhaps get some more if you hear from the NIT. And Swope, I was recently in Evansville doing a game and ran into and went out with some old college buddies, and one of them said, I'm telling you, when Swope was playing over in Newburgh, the word was he might be the best player in this town. He is just a marvelous, marvelous talent and incredible to watch. As Bob Ramsey would say, the Swope Show, and as Earl Austin Jr. said the game before last, he said, raise the curtain.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
When Swope hit a 26-footer.
Oh, yeah, no, he's special. You know, I got to coach him for 2 years, and that guy's made up of all the right stuff. What an unbelievable competitor. So tough, so courageous. You know, he couldn't even, you know, from December on, he's not been able to practice. I mean, he doesn't. He practices maybe once a week because his knee. You know, he's a guy that last year, you know, he had in December last year of 23, had a piece of cartilage break off in a game. And, you know, he decided he wanted to play through that. And the season wore on. And by end of January, early February, he was really dragging his leg. We went back in, did another MRI, had a complete tear of his lateral meniscus. You know, and a lot of kids in that scenario, you know, they're gonna shut it down, get the surgery. They don't want to do anything that would compromise their NIL value. You know what I mean? You're not gonna play with a complete tear. It's painful, and you're not gonna be as good. And it was early February, and he's like, no, I want to finish the season with my teammates. And that kid, I mean, I don't know how, knee brace, painkillers, didn't practice, played. Wasn't nearly as good, but kind of willed himself in there, hit huge shots in the NIT, you know, had the surgery in the summer, you know, all season, came here, knee started bottom in December, just inflammation, couldn't practice, and that guy goes out after basically 5 days off after we played against Duquesne, and doesn't practice and goes, gets 26 and 30 in back-to-back games, you know, on a leg and a half, and so, unbelievable competitor. His courage, his toughness, made up of all the right stuff. One of the most, like, you know, special young men I've ever coached. He's incredible, incredible. But his courage, his toughness, competitiveness, those things are at the highest level. And really give both. We don't win 19 games without him. We're not, you know, don't win 11 league games without him. Those guys, like I said, the bloom's coming. But the seeds are planted. Those guys planted the seeds. And, you know, when I was at LMU, when I was in Indiana State, you know, I could see that in the first years. And when we did break through, and I think it was year three at both places, I went back and bought rings for all those guys that were the first two teams because they're the ones who laid the, you know, laid the seeds, planted the seeds for the bloom that came, that third team reaped. And Isaiah Gibb, if when we do break through here, we'll certainly, those guys will be a part of that ring ceremony and a part of a big reason why we did.
And Robbie's going to be part of it, right? He said so himself, and, mm-hmm. and Robbie Avila is going to be a Billiken.
Yeah, Robbie, you know, kind of got, I don't know how we got there in the press conference, but was asked in the press conference, and yeah, Robbie is going to be here, and that's a great foundational piece. You know, in today's world, it's you know, to have a program that's still where you have a real culture, and you're about real relationships, and you're about being, you know, really impacting young people and having these relationships where you can you have relationships that are strong enough to handle the burden of truth, that you really, you know, are able to coach guys and coach them incredibly hard and be, you know, as honest as possible, but also, you know, love them in equal measure, and that allows those relationships to be strong enough to handle that. You know, we're going to try to be that. Rob is, you know, he's been incredible, but he's been that way his whole life. You know, he's a guy who played for one high school, one AAU team. He's not a, you know, transfer, run, do this. Could he go somewhere and make more money? Of course he could. You know, he's one of the best, you know, centers in college basketball. He's, you know, he's an all-league player in the A-10. He could have made a lot more money leaving Indiana State and going somewhere other than St. Louis. But, you know, I think he trusts us I think he's got a long-term vision for what he wants to be, what he wants to accomplish. And, you know, he came here to try to win a championship. We came up short in the regular season and tournament. But having him as a building block piece, and I think we'll have a number of other guys back as well, that's going to give us a chance to go in the portal and this spring and have a real direction in terms of what we need, what we're building around, and hopefully be in a much better situation than we were this year coming in, you know, in April.
Well, I'm very curious to see how it all turns out. And then this is just the last thing here, and it kind of they tie together because Kobe Johnson, I think if you don't have him, it doesn't work because you had so many injuries and issues going on. Kobe stepped up when he had to, and there's another senior I know that was so meaningful to you because you were shorthanded in so many different ways.
Yeah, no, Kobe's, you know, his growth and trajectory as a player. I mean, he had some phenomenal games for us, and he was just a rock all year. So much of what he does, is what I would call like invisible plays, you know, things that don't get box score validation. He obviously had some really big games, you know, VCU, we won at home and at St. Joe's. And I mean, you know, he had some big games scoring wise, and he had a career year offensively when you look at what he did, but he brings so much value. He's such a great defender, you know, takes care of the ball. He alleviated some of the burden on Isaiah. He was thrust into what I would think, you know, was, you know, maybe a bigger role than what we had thought because of all the injuries. But, man, did he step into it and embraced it and thrived in it. I know he didn't play as well as he wanted to in D.C., but when you look at his year in totality, another guy just like Isaiah and Gibb, that, man, did they plant some seeds. His competitiveness, the things he did for us defensively, his ability to alleviate some of the ball handling pressure on Swope, the way he shot the ball for most of the year. I mean, he made more threes this year, I think, than he made in his previous 3 years of college combined, and did it while shooting close to 40% from three. Best his turnover ratio of the team. Unbelievable individual defender. Like I said, so many things that don't show in the box score. Kobe had a terrific year, helped us immensely, and hopefully helped himself in terms of, you know, what his opportunities are to play beyond college. And I think he put himself with this year in position to have a chance to do that if he chooses.
Well, I hope you get that call today from the NIT. More basketball to come, hopefully. And thank you for all these visits. It's so appreciated, and we appreciate your contributions, not only on Sports on a Sunday Morning, but on our coaches' shows, post-games. Thank you, Coach, and all the best today.
Appreciate it, Tom. Thanks so much. Enjoy. We'll catch up soon, and we'll see you when you get back in town.
Absolutely. Head coach of the St. Louis Billikens, Josh Schertz, with us on KMOX, sponsored by Royal Banks of Missouri. This is Sports on a Sunday Morning. We're in Jupiter, Florida. We'll talk some hockey next, though. Big, big event going on in St. Louis, and not to mention the St. Louis Blues, back after this.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.